Take a breath in and a breath out. Find a comfortable place in your body, comfortable place in your mind. And as you're breathing in, check in with your body. See how you're doing in terms of tension, distraction, feelings. And breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And as we prepare for this morning, listen as Lindsay sings this song for us. Let's read this prayer together. Welcome, all who are here, welcome. Take a deep breath in. Relax as you exhale. Welcome my whole self to this moment, my mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self. Welcome. Breath in, relaxing more deeply. Welcome, Spirit of the living God among us. Welcome. And together, we willingly enter communion, one with another. Welcome. One of the scriptures being read all over the world this morning is Jesus' story about the rich man and Lazarus begging by the side of the road. It's a story that highlights what we talked about in the last lesson, making a difference in the world. And sometimes that means service to the need right in front of us. Sometimes it means working to change the systems that caused the need in the first place. In Jesus' time, the occupation of Rome, of their land, was changing the systems of land ownership, upending a codified system that made sure that we didn't let one another fall through the cracks. And that was being upended, and people like Lazarus were falling through the cracks and were begging by the side of the road. In Chris's reflection on the reading this morning, he grapples with his own inner experience that happens for him every day when he heads to work at the same street corner. I asked him if he'd read it, and he and his family are away at Anna's college. They have a family weekend, so they're not here, so you get me. Each morning, a man leaves his house holding a stainless steel mug, emitting a comforting fog, and climbs into his car. Each morning, a woman pulls away from the drive-thru line, her dark drink infused with a swirl of sugar and cream. In the man's mind, he's not rich. Rich people don't need to work this hard. And in the woman's mind, she is not rich. The rich don't have to struggle like her. And every day, the car man and the car woman make their way to the highway on-ramp where a leather-skinned man holds a cardboard sign. The car woman keeps her eyes fixed forward, staring intently at the pair of red lights that look back at her, unmoving. The car man picks up his phone and flips through the familiar posts of friends that scroll past him, unchanging. And mercifully, the light turns green, and then they're off, racing down the ramp, merging into the busyness of another day. Sometimes, on a Sunday, the car people sit still for an hour, hear sermons about love and neighbors and generosity. They scribble on checks and fold them crisply in half, watch them float around the room on silver plates. They give freely to things they don't see, an unknown parishioner in silent need, an aching child two time zones away, a community leveled by another storm. But why? Why is it easier to give what we don't give to what we don't see? Why is it easier to give when we think the victim has no responsibility for his plight? One thing is for sure, he'll be on the ramp again tomorrow, soiled, standing in a ring of trash of his own making. And what happens in the time between the red light and the green will say as much about us as people as it does him, as he stands there holding his sign, smeared by rain and snow and sweat, the words "God bless" traced shakily a dozen times in black pen, for all the world to see, if it cares to see. Again, find a quiet place and breath in and out and listen as Lindsay sings this for us.
When the walls fell and the hungry child cried out for help, did you hear the sound? Did your heart break? Does your heart break now? Did your heart break? Does your heart break now? Oh, oh, oh. Oh.
It's a tough road we take when we allow our hearts to be broken by an extended love for a world that is broken. It's a tough road we take when we allow our defenses to fall, when we allow the inner divine to pull us gently toward a bigger circle of love in a hurting world. Because love makes us vulnerable. When we allow the Holy Spirit to expand our love, creating a wider circle of people we love, then the people who hurt, their hurt then hurts us. It's a tough road we take because, again, love makes us vulnerable. So early on, and usually unconsciously, we insulate ourselves. We protect ourselves. We tell ourselves stories about the people who hurt, stories that make us feel less vulnerable. We tell the story about ourselves, about the way the world is, stories that insulate us from the frightening demands of an expanded circle of love. And as we say, it's not really our fault. It's just the way our brains are wired. And yet Jesus and our scriptures and our tradition all invite us and invite us and invite us to love in an ever-expanding circle, to touch that interior divine, let it more fully arise in us, to love in ever-widening circles. So children, today we adults are going to practice a kind of meditation that welcomes the divine spirit within us to become a bigger reality, to push out those habits where we try and protect ourselves and allow to embrace those deeper habits that can love more freely. So you might want to ask your adult on the way home how it went, what they experienced. Off you go, guys. Say, we love you. Love you. Oh, come on, we can do better than that. We really love you. So today we're going to practice the welcoming prayer a little bit differently. The prayer was written to help us invite the indwelling divine to crowd out those energy centers that commonly prop up the false self, power and control, safety and security, affirmation and esteem. Today we'll simplify the prayer considerably. Welcome. Welcome. It'll be a combination kind of the welcoming prayer plus centering prayer. It'll be easy to follow. You'll catch along. So let's begin by relaxing our bodies. Find a comfortable place. And in the rhythm of your breathing, welcome. 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 Now check in with your body. See if there's any warehoused tension that you carry from the unprocessed experience of your days. Often that shows up around your eyes. And if you find tension there, simply relax, unclench, and your jaw through your neck and shoulders, all the while breathing. It's helpful for me if I practice intentional relaxing to a deeper layer on every exhale. Your arms and hands, chest and abdomen, upper and lower back, relaxing more deeply as you exhale. Through your legs and into your feet. We don't tell our brains not to think thoughts. What we do is tell our brains what thought to think. And to root us right here in this moment, this now, we tell our brains to give focus and attention to the sensation and the sound of our breath as it comes in and it goes out. And when our minds wander, we returned our focus and attention to breath in and out. And when emotion surfaces, we return our attention to our breath in and out. And when we notice that our body has re-clenched somewhere, we return to a relaxed state and to our breath in and out. Take a few moments. And for this morning's practice, with the rhythm of your breathing, let's pray together just one word. Welcome. 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 We make that our prayer on the basis of a core principle of contemplative practice, and that is that we are, every one of us, carriers of the indwelling spirit of the divine. The inner voice is within us. The divine center self is within us. The Holy Spirit is within us. And so our prayer is simply, welcome. Welcome the wisdom that I need. Welcome the virtue that I need. Welcome the courage that I need. Because what we need is within us. Because the indwelling Spirit of God is within us. And for today's practice, I invite you to allow to bubble up from within some next step for you that the inner light knows is next, to allow that to come up as we pray. Welcome. We've been speaking for many weeks about making a difference in the world. So it might be a good place to invite an inner prompt to ask the indwelling spirit, is there a story that I tell myself that isn't big enough or true enough to lead in my life? As we saw over the course of this lesson, there were many emotional responses. And we know that those responses are rooted in habit. We think the thoughts we've thought before. We feel the feelings we felt before. It's just how our brains are wired. And sometimes these things happen so deeply that we don't even see them when they kick in. We are triggered and don't realize that it's even happened. Some remark about service work or changing systems work or a cup of cold water or feeding the hungry, or changing the systems that caused the hunger in the first place, our predetermined responses, our habit thoughts and habit feelings kick in. So today's invitation is to allow to bubble up within some narrative, some response, some habit that just isn't big enough. and to invite the indwelling Spirit. Welcome. Welcome. Or it may be some other thing entirely. Bubbling up comes a memory of a conversation, of a word or an action. And you see the habituated script, or you see the habituated trigger to which we invite that deeper reality, that divine center. Welcome. Welcome. Perhaps what comes bubbling up from within seems insignificant, too small to even heed. But often it's in those insignificant moments that they serve as a thread that we pull that we see something greater. And so if it's insignificant, no worries. Welcome. Welcome. So take a few moments now, and in a centering prayer kind of way, using that word, welcome, with your breath, invite inner light and life, the indwelling Spirit, the greater truth, the bigger wisdom, to crowd out what is lesser, and to arise more fully what is greater. Welcome. And as we do in our practice, when there is a noise in the room, like our teenagers upstairs, we use that as a trigger to simply return. Welcome. Welcome. Continue breathing. Continue welcome.
Brother, I see my forgiveness is the garment of our courage, the power to make the peace we long to know. Open up our eyes to see the wounds that bind all of humankind. May our shattered hearts greet the dawn of life with charity.
Greater access to the indwelling spirit, the virtue, the source of wisdom, strength, courage. That's our prayer. May we more tap into that interior source as we live our days, as we care for the world around us, as we follow Jesus. Amen.